from the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. In Howard County, that accident right at exit 80 on I-70 eastbound at Sykesville Road still has the right lane and the right shoulder blocked, backing you up to pass 97. 97 southbound is being affected as well. In the city, southbound 895, you're on the brakes from Eastern Avenue through the Harbor Tunnel. Southbound 95 is stop and go from Eastern Avenue through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The inner loop of the Beltway looks good. The outer loop of the Beltway, just after Route 95, is stop and go all the way to Providence. And then on the west side, 795 to Liberty is slow. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
The Big Bad Morning Show is sponsored by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. The draft is in the books for 2026. Joining us right now from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, she is Mary Kay Cabot. What's going on, Mary Kay?
Wow, what a weekend it was. everything changed in the AFC North, didn't it?
It did. It changed a lot. But the one thing that hasn't changed is Jeremy Kahn pointed this out a couple of segments ago. The Ravens have a quarterback. The Bengals have a quarterback, although both often injured. The Steelers, not so much. Does Cleveland go into the 2026 season with their quarterback?
Well, they have a competition going on right now between Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders, basically. For all intents and purposes, it is those two guys vying for the starting job. Then they also have Dillon Gabriel is still on the roster from last year, and they drafted Talen Green, a very, very intriguing prospect, 6'6", 4.36 in the 40. I think Todd Monken is going to have a field day trying to think of things that he can do with Talen Green.
So what do you think of the draft overall? I mean, they pick up Fanoa in the first round. Well, two first-round picks. Concepcion, Fanoa, you pick up wide receiver and a tackle. I mean, nobody gets excited about offensive linemen, but this it's really important, just like the Ravens did, picking Bione. How do you think they did overall?
You know, on paper, I think it looks fantastic. I think this draft looks really, really good for the Browns. I think Todd Monken is probably pretty, pretty excited what they did in this acquisition cycle in general, because they completely overhauled the offensive line. There will probably be five new starters on the offensive line, including their new left tackle, Spencer Fano. So it's going to be, there's a lot of change afoot on the offense, but they supplied him with plenty of weapons and almost everything that he needs to run a good operational offense. Maybe not explosive yet, but an operational offense. And they just need to get good quarterback play. So if he can get good quarterback play out of Deshaun or Shedeur, then they'll be in business this year.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this, and I don't mean this to be demeaning, but like, I actually like the skill position players on the Browns now. I feel like there's some nice pieces there for whoever ends up being the quarterback. I'm a huge fan of Harold Fannin Jr. I think that guy could be one of the top tight ends in the league, period.
Oh, absolutely. Harold is amazing. And then I do think that Isaiah Bond, their receiver from last year, he's heading into his second year now, and I think he's going to elevate his game. They think that Jerry Jeudy is going to step up his game from what happened with him last year. He was really off. And then now they have Casey Concepcion and Denzel Boston. So it has all the makings of a really, really good pass-catching core. Once again, they have to have the quarterback getting them the ball, but they have what they need on that side of the ball now, and I'm really eager to see what Todd Monken is going to be able to do with this group.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. I'm glad you brought up KC Concepcion. The Steelers wanted to draft Mekhi Lemon. They got duped by the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm thinking, okay, now you got KC Concepcion there. They passed on him. And another AFC North rival gets him. I like him out of Texas A&M. I think he brings a lot to your offense, whoever's quarterbacking.
Absolutely. They are so excited about Casey and what he can bring. He's shifty. He's fast. He's agile. He can play inside. He can play outside. You can do so many different things with him. They've got a really good dynamic group now. They've got size with Denzel Boston. They've got the speed and, you know, the great hands and the great separation with KC. Then, you know, like I said before, you still have Isaiah. You can't count him out at all. And then you've got Harold. It really does have the makings of an explosive offense, and it's amazing that they were able to put this all together in one offseason. And I just think that Todd is going to have a great time going up, you know, going to the drawing board and figuring out what he can do with all of these guys.
Mary Kay, from where you stand, what do you think of the Ravens as a team right now? They have the fewest people in the league under contract. A bunch of significant players went to the Giants with Harbaugh. We lost a center to the Raiders. Just a lot of people left the roster, and now, you know, I like the draft, but there's a lot of holes on this team right now. How do you view it as a division rival?
Well, I haven't had a chance to really study everything that they've done so far in the offseason because it's been kind of crazy over here right now. But I will tell you, the Browns really liked Jesse Minter a lot. They really liked him a lot. And I do think that, you know, that you guys landed a really, really, really good head coach. And I think that there's a lot to look forward to. And whenever you have Lamar Jackson on your team and some of the pieces that you guys have, then I still think that they should be able to go out and contend for the AFC North crown again. So I think the future is very, very bright over there.
So what needs to go right for the Browns to be a playoff team?
Quarterback. You know, that it comes down to that. They've got everything else that they need right now. I mean, that offensive line should be pretty good. It should be really good, actually. And they've got the skill positions. They just need the quarterback to pull it all together, which has, of course, been the problem for the Cleveland Browns pretty much, you know, for years and years and years. But if Deshaun can kind of get back to what he used to be a little bit, or what the Browns hoped he would be when they made that trade, then they should be in business. Or if Shador can elevate his game this year and get the ball to all these pass catchers they now have, they could really make some noise this year.
There she is, Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, as always, thank you for your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, right, Mary Kay.
410-583-1057. If you look at the roster, and you said it earlier, Jeremy, not only what they had, but what they brought in, they have a tremendous roster. However, Ed, when you have quarterback competition, it's because you don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, that's correct. Anytime there's competition, you have no quarterback. Because, I mean, you look around the league, most teams, you know who the quarterback is, and then there's everybody else. Like, you know, Ty Simpson's going to be playing for the second string position.
Exactly.
You know who the quarterback is. So there's that. And frankly, the Browns have been they've looked like the best team on paper for a couple of years.
No quarterback.
They've had no quarterback, though, but they've had a lot of talent.
Think about this. Teams that you worry about, Jeremy, in the AFC. Buffalo Bills, quarterback competition?
No.
Patriots, quarterback competition?
No.
Not even the Texans, to be honest with you. No quarterback competition there. No. The Jags, the Broncos, the Chargers. Mm-hmm. And if
the Chiefs.
And if Mahomes is healthy, he's right. Going to start. The 100%. Top teams don't have quarterback competition. They have quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
They have backup competition.
Yeah, you guys can go fight it out for who gets to play in case I get hurt. That's it. I mean, and look, we know this as much as we talk about it. It's nice to have a decent backup quarterback, but more times than not, and I don't need people to give me the history of Kurt Warner and Jeff Hossett, all these guys that have won as backups.
You know why you remember those?
Because
it doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
That's why you remember it. Remember the time they had Tom Brady draft? Yeah, because you remember that because it doesn't happen.
Yeah, of the, 60-some, we have three of them, four maybe, you know, like. But, yeah, I think it takes a lot for a team to get there. And if you're going to do it, you need to have a really good roster built. I think the Browns have a great roster. They're just missing the key ingredient.
410-583-1057 is the number. We're giving out shovels at 8:15, but on the other side, at what point do you start to worry about Pete Alonso, Ed? He'll answer on the other side right here on The Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, you know what's coming up? I mean, May is coming up, so that means Mother's Day is coming. It's Sunday, May 10th. So from 11 to 7 on May 10th, the Tavern is hosting a special Mother's Day brunch all about celebrating the amazing women in your life. So check out the Mount Washington Tavern. Get some delicious food, some great drinks, relaxed vibes, and that warm neighborhood feel that makes the Tavern a Baltimore favorite. Been one of mine for 25 years. Been going there for that long. Perfect place to make memories with family and friends. But it is Mother's Day, so reservations are required. So please call or book online today because the tables fill up fast. If you're a baseball fan, and who isn't, we're talking a lot of baseball, don't miss out because the Tavern's the best spot to catch the game. You hang with friends there and it's watching one of the many TVs they have in the three bars in that place. Or just hop on the light rail if you're going to the ballpark. It's right across the street. It's so easy. You don't fight with traffic or parking or anything. Jump on the light rail, come back the same way. And of course, happy hour every day of the week, or at least during the week, Monday to Friday, 3 to 6, $10 martinis, old fashions and Manhattans, $8 crab hush puppies, mussels, and plenty more. And of course, Sundays, $5 drinks. It's crushes, rail drinks, canned seltzers. It's just a fun place, so make it a full day. Enjoy great food, raise a glass, relax, take in the energy of a place that always brings a great crowd together. And while you're there, please say hi to Rob, Dave, and Buck, the Mount Washington Tavern, where Baltimore eats.